Brian, you ready? See that since Austin's here, you guys already fed him to the wolves. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk, me in the 12th floor of the Capitol today, June 5th, 2013, at approximately 10 minutes after 11 for the administrative portion of our meeting. I would only have one comment. Just welcome Austin to the team, our summer legal intern. And you are going to which university again?
University of North Dakota.
All right. We wish you luck there, okay? All right. And as all the attorneys have told me, when NDSU has a law school, then I can go from there. Anyway, I don't have anything else. Commissioners, do you have any comments before we get rolling?
I do not.
Julie?
Nope.
Okay. There are no items on consent, so we have nothing there. Get right into discussion matters. Commissioner Fedorchuk.
The research on noise issue, this is just a follow-up to some of our previous work on the case at the Keystone noise complaint. In discussing that at one of our work sessions or informal hearings, I don't recall which it was, but we talked about doing some additional research on how other states are handling noise, how they handle it in their orders, what sorts of guidelines, rules they follow. And so this is just a follow-up to that, to get the ball rolling on collecting that information from other states so we can use it in future decision-makings on this issue for citing all citing cases. So I think, Alana, you were going to check with the sound expert that we had kind of talked about initially and see what it would cost and if we could get that rolling.
Yes, the person that I was in contact with is a research attorney in utility matters. After you and I and Pat talked in my office a little bit yesterday, we talked about also talking to the sound expert and trying to determine a little bit more about like process and modeling. But the person that I spoke to originally when we were first trying to find out more information does this kind of work for NRRI, the sort of research arm of NARUC. And he had gotten back to me at that time. He's at $90 an hour, and he had gotten back to me, and he estimated 20 hours to provide us with some information on other jurisdictions, which would include federal and local jurisdictions that may have set some kind of noise standards for some facility in a zoning case or something like that. So it would be, he didn't promise to have everything. He promised a good cross-section, mm-hmm. but it would include federal and local and state. And, of course, if at $90 an hour we could request what we wanted from him. He was estimating that for about 1,800, about 20 hours, he would be able to produce a useful document. And I can follow up with him. I was going to send you a link to his biographical information. I didn't get that done yesterday, but I will do that.
Okay.
And I can also ask him for a sort of a more formal letter with his proposal and a more solid estimate of hours. And then we were going to, I think, talk a little later with like Josh or somebody from accounting about sources of funds if we had it. So,
do you think we could get this put together by 30 June?
I don't think so. And that's because yesterday I did hear from him that he was tied up until mid-July. I will be seeing him at the lawyers conference, and we can be a little more specific then. So perhaps if I get this information from him before that, I can get a little more groundwork done when I see him in person. But
sure. Yeah, I think we should get rolling, find the source for funding it, and start conducting it so we get it as soon as possible.
Okay, I'm going to get a more specific offer from him or description of the project and at time estimate, because he did a quick email for one of the work sessions we had some time back.
Okay. Is he also the one you were visiting with on modeling? Like, what is the appropriate time to be testing areas for sound and that sort of thing? Or is that, visiting with somebody else about that?
I think that was a different topic. I mean, that was more, as I understood what you said to me, and I could be wrong, but I thought that was more, if we were to do our own study, actual study in the specific case.
Right.
What would we do and how would we do it and all that. Now, what he would provide us might be helpful in that regard because there might be some industry standards that people have used that seem to hold up. But I don't think they're the same. I think they're different, and I don't think we're ready with any of that information.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The I guess the only thing, oh, go ahead, sir.
Oh, I was just going to let you know that when I've had some downtime between projects, I've also been looking at state siting rules. And so I'm looking at it from a little different angle, just kind of what are the rules going state by state and whether there are noise things considered specifically in some states do have specific noise requirements and laws, but most of them don't seem to. In fact, some states don't even have formal siting processes. So
God bless Texas.
So I don't know if that'll play off from what you would be doing or not, but
okay. Yeah. Josh, could you pencil out and see if we can find $2,000 in next year's budget somewhere for this? Okay. I just want to add my 2 cents. I'm certainly not against collecting more information, but I just have to throw my caveat right out there that I'm a little bit reluctant. I don't want to be like, if we get some document here that says this is what we're doing in Minnesota and this is what we're doing in wherever, that's not, to my mind, that's information, but I'm very comfortable with what we're doing for noise, and the local jurisdictions are the ones that are still the one, just like we did for setbacks, to where some counties have different rules and setbacks for wind towers, and we follow that. So I think I'm certainly not against gaining information, but I don't want to go into this with the mindset that whatever comes out of this is something that becomes the Bible. Now, maybe, depending on how the three of us plays out there, but I just want to put that out there right now.
Well, like with any research, you can't determine how you're going to use it until you have it. And,
right,
and
but I don't,
it advises
I don't,
you. And
I don't ever want to get into where we have them, where it's still local controls are still where I've carried a lot of weight at, since, not that I've been here for about the 5 years, and how we deal with issues. And so maybe we share some of this information with the Association of Counties going down the road, too, would be a good step with some of it. Because it's great to collect it all.
Well, and right now we're not. I agree Absolutely. With you, the local control, but that isn't how this was handled in the last siting case. The sound was set by us.
Right,
so,
because there was
you
no
know, local. If we're going to move in that direction of saying we defer to the locals, then that's something we need to look at. I'm open to that as well, but it's that like isn't how it was handled in the Keystone case.
Well, I would, I guess, see it differently, but the setbacks rule is if there's local numbers, we tend to follow those numbers. If there's not, then we have to do our own, which is the is what you're talking about now.
Right. So,
Josh, you'll find some money. Alana, you'll give us some time frame. By September?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I will ask for that today, and hopefully it'll come in the next few days.
Could we put that on as an agenda item one for our strategic planning meeting? How does that sound, Daryl?
Very good.
All right. Sir. Commissioner Christman?
Or? With somebody on this?
Well, you know what? I'll go talk to the guys over there. But I think for this is our bailiwick to work through, because since it's our contacts, and we'll share the information with them.
To that end, though, we did suggest that at one point we might have Ryan going out and pursuing this local angle.
Absolutely.
Some, and maybe we're not ready for that. But I still think that's a good idea as well, to have somebody from staff reaching out to the locals and talking through some of the noise issues and other siting concerns with the people who are living there and working with their closest.
Maybe, Ryan, could you see about getting us in the agenda for the next Association of County meetings? And us could be you or whoever, but I know that Annette did a lot of those, and I went down for a couple, and so did Tony and Kevin. It's always good to have dialogue with them up and down.
Sure, I can do that.
Thanks.
Are you thinking of the annual meeting?
Yeah, usually the annual meeting, they've given us some time to talk about things that we have and also any questions they might have.
Good.
So, anything with this?
The only thing that I would add, just, you know, as we contemplate these things, you brought up the comparison to setbacks and having local rules. Maybe you're talking about something else. When you talk about setbacks, I'm thinking of the wind farms.
That's what I was thinking of.
And, you know, I see one big distinction there in that you can have a wind farm and a county maybe has a real long setback, and so the wind farm developer determines that it just isn't doable there, and
that's
if not
correct.
There, maybe not at all. However, with a noise requirement on a pipeline, you know, do we want to get into a situation where a pipeline going from Williston to Minnesota, and it crosses 15 or 20 counties, but one county is able to completely shut down the whole thing.
Or meet those noise standards.
There's that one distinction, you know, similar to roads and things like that. There's the eminent domain thing, because you don't want one landowner at the end of the day to be able to shut down a whole interstate highway system or something like that. Yeah. So it's a distinction, but I'm sure we'll cross that bridge as we get to it, and I think it is useful to have the information.
Okay, perfect. All right, Commissioner Fedorchuk, NARUC Cybersecurity, July 11th.
Yes, I have a draft agenda here. In fact, Steve, do you want to come up, belly up to the table? And Brian and Randy, these can get spread around. I just wanted to, this is a draft agenda that NARUC has developed and provided us for consideration. The discussion today, I just wanted everyone to take a peek at this, see if there's items that you'd like to add, expand upon, and also to consider if we want to really do this in-house with our staff, or if we would like to open this up and involve some of the utility partners to come in and be part of this as well. I mean, overall, I mean, this is part of NARUC's kind of broad effort to increase understanding among all commissions on what some of the challenges are with cybersecurity, what some of the threats are that are being they're seeing, how the energy facilities are at risk, and how regulatory bodies can have a role in helping to protect the security of our electric grid. So they're going to conduct this, you know, day-long, six-hour training and discussion, and we get to decide, you know, if we like this agenda, if we want to add to it, change it, or invite others to participate. We could also invite other state agencies if that's who we choose, or like I said, other companies. So I wanted to get your thoughts on how you see this rolling out best.
Yeah, I think it's a great agenda, and I think we should invite everybody who wants to come. And for sure the investor owns. But like when we had the fellow that came out with that transmission update, that wasn't Miles, when he came out before from NARUC, that was a good forum. We invited other people, so I think great idea. And if you can't meet the room here, maybe use the Bernard Haugen room downstairs.
Anybody else have thoughts,
I think having especially the industry involved would be helpful, just so that you share both the good and the bad of what's going on out there. So I think mm-hmm. they have valuable input as well.
Randy, any thoughts?
Does NARUC have like some kind of guidelines in place that they're kind of trying to sell commissions on?
No.
Or
I don't believe so.
You know, I'm thinking, especially in the energy industry, most of these companies probably have a lot more resources than we, maybe more resources than NARUC, to figure these things out and make sure they're covered. And I'm not sure what our role is in taking care of that. I reflect back, and it seems so outdated and almost laughable now, but it seemed like a major security issue 13, 14, 15 years ago when we were approaching the year 2000, mm-hmm. and all the computers were going to, you know, cease to operate because they couldn't figure out what to do with a 20 at the beginning of the number. And I don't know that there was a lot of government intervention. I know working with the telecommunications co-op, a lot of it was just our own responsibility because we wanted our stuff to work, and we put in a lot of hours and had our people figure out what parts of our system couldn't accommodate going to 20 and what could, and it came through seamlessly. Mm-hmm. We had no problems. And so I don't know if we have a big role in this, but I guess I'm willing to learn.
Well, and I think the utilities being involved, they may be, I'm sure, they're miles ahead of our understanding and our awareness. So they'd probably be more than willing to come and participate and share information with us and help educate us. I think this is an effort to get commissions on sort of equal playing field in terms of understanding what the issues are and the concerns and what our roles might be.
One thing I think we do have to be cautious of, though, is that, you know, we operate, thank goodness, Dale, in this open bubble of openness. And so we come in and talk about some problem that we foresee, and maybe you have a energy company there at the table thinking, you know, we've got this solved. We do A, B, C, and D, and this is covered. But if they get up in an open meeting and say, well, we're doing A, B, C, and D, now the bad guys know what's been done and what they have to go around. And so do we, you know, we got to be cautious that we don't put them in a spot here, too, where they are advertising to the public all of their security measures that they have.
Right. In discussions with NARO, they mentioned that if you open it up to the industry and it becomes a bigger public meeting, it is far less transparent in terms of what's discussed.
Yeah.
So for that reason.
Well, we'll defer to what you decide on that, Julie.
Stephen Alchap.
The good discussion points, though, I think that I had a meeting 2 weeks ago with the Department of Homeland Security. We'll put an agenda for later, but there's a lot going on out there, and you know the FERC standards and NERC standards have to be in play, but I do see us having a role, because if an investor-owned has to dump a whole bunch of money in because of something, the more we can learn now when it comes back to us in a rate case, it's a good thing. So, and the concerns about security and information exchange, I mean, that's just stuff we have to deal with. But we can't close these kind of meetings.
Right.
I mean, But no, I think it's great you got this set up. And okay. So do we. So you and Steve will handle this, and we'll go from there?
Yep.
Okay.
It's close to being done.
And I'll be up in Williston for some energy forum in the morning and be back in the afternoon, so I'm sure you'll do well without me. All right. Anything else in that?
That's just real quick.
Are we looking at opening it up then to others?
Let Julie and Steve work that out. I mean, it's a public meeting, so anybody can come.
Right.
But it's a matter of if we decide to invite them and how they participate. So. Yeah, probably not. Okay. All right. Alana, outside legal assistance.
Thank you. Yes, I am. Two possibilities are Zach Pelham and Kelsey Kropp. And I brought it to the commission's attention just because both had represented clients before the commission previously. And, of course, they would even, you know, if both of them were asked to perform work, they would both be checking their personal conflicts in the law firm conflicts. I just wanted to be sure that commissioners were aware that they had practiced before the commission for utilities.
You're talking like Zach has been in front of us for telephone stuff, so he wouldn't do any telephone, but he could do pipelines and power lines.
That's correct.
And then Ryan, or not Ryan, Kelsey has done electric stuff, so he would go the other way?
Well, and I don't know that he would have a technical. I mean, there could be a wind farm or a transmission line for a totally unrelated company that would not constitute a conflict, right?
Okay.
And they check conflicts. The law firms have to. You know, it's professional responsibility. But I just wanted to be sure that the commission was aware of it before I proceeded and get your approval to proceed.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Andy?
I'm good.
All right.
Okay. I will proceed with both of those then and with citing cases because I don't have any other need at the moment. As they come in. Okay.
Sounds good. All righty. So, anything else, discussion matters that we missed that are on the agenda for Randy and Julie?
Nothing for me.
Okay.
I would just, as a follow-up to your meeting yesterday with the Attorney General's office, are we thinking about a session on that in our next admin where you'll kind of share what you learned or how are you going to roll out the information you gathered?
I have a memo to write. It's short, but there are a couple tweaks that we have to make, and Steve mentioned them kind of pertain to how we put things on the website and how we print announcements and that sort of thing. So we're almost ready to finalize that, but we need to talk for a few minutes, and then I will have a memo to the commission. So with my recommendation that these are the changes we make.
Okay.
The biggest one, unrelated to the website, is simply getting notices posted. And for like a hearing, like you go to Stanton for a hearing, Austin prepared something, a template to take, stick up outside the door.
Right.
That's the thing we have to remember to do.
An 8x10 with Commissioner Crispin's picture on it,
right,
back in Hazen area.
Right.
you know, big trucks with a line through them or something. I don't know. Anyway, the point is that one we haven't really been doing, and the notice of hearing doesn't count as satisfactory. So we will be doing that.
So the Industrial Commission is going to do these kind of things too? I mean, it's all good, but we'll have to cross these bridges when we come to it too.
We didn't have as many changes as we thought we might.
Okay.
Everything is pretty close to okay, and a couple little tweaks, so we're fine.
Good.
Difficult or time-consuming.
Right.
Ryan, did you have something you wanted to put out there? I couldn't tell. No? All right, good. All right, anything else, Julie?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, let's go right into scheduling. Formal hearing, basin transload. Sarah.
I've talked to the ALJ, and her availability is on July 26th or July 29th through August 8th.
Okay, let's give us a second here. Is that Commissioner, former Commissioner Fetch, the ALJ?
Yes, sir.
Okay. July 26th. That wouldn't be my first choice. And what was the other one?
July 29th through August 8th, any of those dates. And those are fine with the company as well.
Well, I'm free the 29th. How does that look for you two? The 30th, we already have a commission meeting. Because,
yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought I had on here the NARUC meeting.
That's NARUC is the week before. That's why we're so tight in July.
NARUC ends like the 24th or 25th, something like that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Jules?
Yeah, it does. Why do we have an informal hearing on the 30th?
Because that's the only day we could find the judge. Really, that's the only day we could put everything together, so we moved the commission meeting to that Tuesday because the only time we could get the company, the judge, and all of us together was that Wednesday.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see that now.
For the 31st.
So would this be an all-day meeting or a half a day? Or?
Well, you never know, but usually these don't go all day.
This is the
transload, the one back in your area.
The morning.
We'd want to start in the morning.
Perfectly for me.
Yeah, let's do that then.
This will be in Stanton, don't forget.
Yep. Yeah. It's like 10 miles from Randy's house.
Overnight at the farm.
All right, and we'll drive out there, I presume. So what time do we want to start this thing? 10, 9? Julie, does it matter to you?
I'd rather start 9:30, okay. Whatever.
9:30
in Stanton.
And staff can come in at regular time, and we can all drive up there.
The 29th.
Beautiful. That wasn't so hard. Good job. Okay, cancel formal hearing. Alana, you got a settlement agreement or something?
No, but I'm hoping I do. And I thought that was going to go up under consent, but it doesn't matter as long as someone reads it. The reasoning is we are expecting a consent. It didn't arrive yet. It might have this morning, but I haven't seen it. But even if it falls apart and we don't get it, we probably cannot use the date of the 14th because we would do a default order and they'd have 7 days after that and that would make a different date. So,
all right, so we're tracking.
So just let's take it off the calendar so Ryan and I can go to the Bar Association CLE.
Formal hearing?
Pardon?
Do you need me to move that we cancel?
Yes, there's a motion. It should be in your packet.
Okay. There it is.
Hopefully, yeah. Okay, if you want to make that.
Do you have it, Jules?
Yep. Do you want to...
Whose is it?
It doesn't say.
Oh, it's a call before you dig, so I suppose that's mine. All right. With that, I move the commission cancel the June 14, 2013 public hearing in Public Service Commission Kindred Plumbing and Heating, Inc. Damage Prevention Enforcement Case, PU 12-303.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Darrell. Thank you, Julie. All right. Anything else in that one, Alana?
No, and thank you.
So that frees up a day for us.
Yes.
Amazing. All right. Work session, license renewal. Sue, based on our discussion yesterday, right?
Right. And I'm available at the commission's discretion. I think
maybe even any time might be as good as before the end of renewal, because I think at this point I know what I'm going to have to say to the commission regarding any concerns with memorandum of adjustments.
Okay.
And I would know at this point any companies that may be looking at renewing or not renewing, and if there's any concerns that we would have about them. So
okay.
I don't know if it's necessary to wait till the middle to the end of July and would be available whatever works for the commission.
What did we just, what was the date where we just canceled something?
June 14th. We could do it in the morning that day, you think? It's a good idea.
Yeah, since we've got.
June 14th?
Yeah, could we do that at 9?
Sure.
Does that work for you, Julie, Randy? Because you're headed up to Berthold, Commissioner? We were all invited up to Berthold.
That's what I was thinking. And
What time was that at?
Starts at 5.
Oh, that would be plenty of time then. If that works, unless you're going up the night before, which we could, that'd be fine too.
What would our other options be? If we have to do it on the morning, I can, but.
Or we'd have other options on.
What about like?
The 18th? We have a director's meeting at 9. We could do it after that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I think that would be a better.
Okay. Could you say 10:30 June 18th, Sue?
Sure.
10:30.
That'll give us an hour and a half for the director's meeting in case we go a little long. All righty. Anything else? Mr. Wetzel, did you have any questions for us? Okay. Going once, going twice? All right, with that, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you.